but he gets mad at Grant James.
This is true.
Remy stepped out of the library and behind the monitor.
You two ready?
I nodded. Grant said,
So ready.
This was the scene that took place 2 days after I was bitten, and it was obvious I was slowly turning. Just like the other Scarlet's father had tried the cure on. I closed my eyes and put myself in that situation. How would I feel if I knew that unless my father produced a miracle, I was going to slowly forget the person I liked? How would I feel if I never got to see Donovan again? A surprising weight of sadness settled on my chest. I hung on to that feeling.
Quiet on set, Noah called. Slate in, sound rolling, camera rolling. Scene 9, take 1. And action,
Remy called.
Come here,
Grant said. He took my hand.
Everything is going to be okay.
I pulled my hand away and turned my back to him.
It's not. It will never be okay again. I should leave. Me staying here, you watching this, will only make it harder.
Grant wrapped his arms around me from behind and put his face in the place where my shoulder met my neck.
I don't want to have to live without you.
I don't want to make you live with what I will become.
He put his hands on my hips and turned me to face him. My arms were trapped between his chest and mine. I let my eyes flutter closed so I could imagine Donovan there. His brown eyes. His lips about to meet mine.
His lips on mine. My breath caught, and I rose slightly on my toes, pushing my lips more firmly against his.
His hands traveled to my back, steadying me. My hands inched up his chest, and then gently followed the line of his collarbones.
And cut!
Remy yelled, startling me. My eyes flew open and our lips separated. But Grant kept hold of me. He leaned his forehead against mine and whispered,
Wow.
That was perfect,
Remy said.
Let's reset for a wide shot.
18 times. Between the establishing shot and the mid-shot and the close-ups from each side. That's how many times I had to kiss Grant James. And as nice and perfect as that first kiss had been, we had to replicate it 18 times. 18! I walked off set, opening and closing my mouth to stretch it out.
Lacey,
Grant called, catching up with me.
Guess we didn't need practice after all. We're kind of naturals at that.
Was he fishing for a compliment? Yeah, it went well. A smile played on my face. It went well because of Donovan. He continued to follow me. Where was Amanda? I thought she'd have been watching the kissing scene, but I hadn't seen her anywhere. Don't you have a scene with Lord Lucas right now? I asked. I was done for a couple of hours.
After lunch.
Okay. Well, I'll see you later. I have some homework I need to finish. In my completely hopeful and very optimistic heart, Donovan would be waiting in my trailer. He would have read my mind, realized I liked him, ditched school, and come to see me. Then I would what? Tell him I liked him but couldn't date him because I was in the middle of making my dreams come true? Ask him if he'd wait a couple of years for that to happen? Even if I found a way to make this work, somehow, I knew Donovan. Not only would he not ditch school and be in my trailer, but he would also never date me. He had a future career to think about, too. I went to my very empty trailer. My phone was sitting on the table where I left it during filming. I picked it up to see if Donovan had texted. It went straight to the home screen without making me enter my passcode, which meant it had been on recently. I checked my morning alarm. It was set for 6 a.m. like always. I checked my calendar. It didn't look like anything was missing. I clicked off my screen, then clicked it on again. The prompt for a passcode came up. I entered it and was admitted to the home screen. My head snapped up, and I looked around my small trailer. I went still, listening. I couldn't hear anything. I walked slowly to the bathroom and checked the shower. Nobody was there. I shook out my hands. Who did I think would be here, a zombie hunter? I laughed a little, then exited the trailer and walked down the road to knock on Amanda's door. I stood there for several minutes. There was no answer. I moved to walk away when I heard Amanda call out from behind me.
Are you looking for me?
Where were you today? I asked, as she led us both into her trailer. I thought you'd want to be there for the big kiss.
You really thought I'd want to be there for that?
No. I don't know. I sat on her couch and leaned my head back against the cushions.
Grant and I had our own really good kissing session yesterday. I didn't want a new image in my head. How did it go?
Good, actually. I sat up. Her eyes went down to the floor. Because I did that thing you told me to.
What thing? She asked.
I imagined someone I really liked.
Oh, yeah?
A slow smirk came onto her face.
Who?
You know who, I said grudgingly.
Tudor Boy?
I smiled. I don't think he'd like that nickname.
So you finally realized you like him?
Yes, I groaned.
Why is this a bad thing?
Because I need to stay focused. I have a career to develop.
And kissing a boy you like is going to somehow ruin this?
It's the liking part I'm worried about. That's just going to distract me, get in my head. I've never really had the need to like anyone before. Freshman year, I was kissing Hayden in Guys and Dolls. He was a great kisser. Need satisfied. Sophomore year, it was Ryan in The King and I. Junior year, there was Brady in Some Like It Hot.
Okay, I get it. So what you're saying is that your pattern of kissing co-stars has gotten you to where you are, and you're worried to disrupt the pattern?
Something like that.
So it needs to be senior year kissing Grant James in Dancing Graves? Need satisfied?
That sounds pathetic.
It does,
she agreed.
And I just realized something.
What?
You've never really been kissed. That's so sad.
Yes, I have. I just told you about all of them.
You just told me your only kisses have been scripted. Lacey, you have no idea how much different it is off script. You need a real kiss. Your first real kiss. Seriously, it's so much better. You will never want to stop.
You do realize you're not helping. That's exactly what I'm worried about. That this will completely derail me. Do you know my mom quit college for my dad? They had to move for his grad school, and she didn't want to be left behind. And she never finished.
And she regrets this every day of her life?
They got divorced. She quit something important for a love that failed. I'm sure she regrets it. Amanda put her hand on my arm.
You can't think of love like that. You have to think about everything you gain while it lasts. I'm not saying to quit acting. I'm just saying, you think it will dilute your abilities, distract you. What I'm telling you is, having those feelings that come with a relationship, love, anger, heartache, longing, will only heighten your abilities. I promise.
I opened my mouth to disagree with her when I realized that I had already proved her right. Just today on set, I had imagined Donovan and how I felt about him. And it had made for the best scene ever. He doesn't like me back, though, is what I ended up saying.
I doubt that.
He doesn't date actresses.
What? Why?
He reviews movies and wants to be able to stay objective.
Oh, please. That's a ridiculous excuse. One you can easily talk your way past, especially because he likes you. He wants to be talked into this. Believe me, you have to convince him that actresses are just like everyone else. So, will you give this a chance?
Maybe. I wanted to scream yes, but had at least a little bit of self-control left. She stood with determination.
Then let's go talk him into it. Where is he right now?
A nervous volcano erupted in my stomach as she headed to the door without waiting for an answer. 22.
Do you two really think I can go out somewhere in this town without causing a scene?
Grant stood at his open trailer door, where Amanda was trying to convince him to come with us to the restaurant where Donovan worked. He's right. His fan club will find him, I said. I was nervous enough showing up to Donovan's restaurant without Grant in tow, but Amanda had insisted that it would look more casual if all of us went together, just some co-workers out for a quick bite to eat. Amanda wasn't taking no for an answer.
What about Lacey's car, a small restaurant, a waiter we know, and a hat and sunglasses?
That sounded like you just solved the murder in a game of Clue, I said. Grant stretched.
Why not?
He must not have really cared about causing a scene, because I didn't think this plan would actually work. But I didn't care if people recognized Grant. My whole body was terrified with the thought of seeing Donovan, with the plan of telling him how I felt.
I thought you had the sunglasses and hat,
Grant said, when we pulled up outside the restaurant. He was in the back seat, where he had been lying down almost the entire time.
I was just making a suggestion. I thought you'd bring them.
Amanda pointed to the seat next to him.
Put on Lacey's hoodie.
And I have some sunglasses, I said, picking them up from the center console.
Nice,
he said, putting them both on. My hoodie was too small on him, and the sleeves rode up his arms. I sucked in my lips to keep from laughing. Amanda and I walked on either side of him up the sidewalk to the restaurant. My phone buzzed in my pocket, and I ignored it at first. Then it buzzed three more times. I pulled it out to see a string of notifications down the screen. Amanda reached for the door of the restaurant, but I stopped.
What is it?
She asked. Some article. I've been tagged in some online article, I guess.
Let's read it inside.
I nodded and followed her and Grant in. It was a Saturday, but still pretty early, so it wasn't too busy. Plus, it was a pretty small restaurant. Amanda approached the hostess station.
Can we be seated in Donovan's section?
The girl nodded. He's the only one waiting right now.
Great.
He was here. We were here. This was happening.
Follow me, please.
She led us to a corner booth in the back of the restaurant. The lighting was dim, and a candle sat on the middle of the table.
Can I get you anything to drink?
She asked.
Diet whatever,
Amanda said. Just water for me, I said.
Do you have carne asada fries here?
Grant asked.
First of all, Amanda said, she's getting our drinks. Second of all, pretty sure this is an Italian restaurant.
It is, the girl said. Grant still hadn't taken off the sunglasses or hoodie.
I'll take water, too.
She left and Grant said,
I thought you said we'd know the waiter.
Before I could answer, Donovan walked up with a small pad of paper and a pencil. Amanda hummed a happy hum next to me. It was the first time I'd seen Donovan since admitting to myself that I liked him, and my heart tried to escape my chest. He looked so proper in his tightly buttoned shirt and black pants. And he was so cute. When he saw me, his eyes went wide. I couldn't decide if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
You should never tell a girl where you work, I said,
offering him my best smile. He returned it, which made my heart beat even faster. And then he seemed to notice Grant and Amanda.
Hi. Welcome. Did Ash already take your drink orders?
She did.
Have you had a chance to look at the menu?
No, we'll need some time,
Grant said, taking off his sunglasses. Apparently, he recognized Donovan or realized we were basically the only people in the restaurant. We'd passed one other couple, but they were across the room.
What's good here?
Donovan opened the menu in front of me and pointed to a few dishes.
These are the most popular.
Ash returned with the drinks, and Donovan helped her pass them out.
I'll give you a couple of minutes,
he said, then left. My phone buzzed again, reminding me that something was happening online. I brought my phone back out and clicked on one of the links. It directed me to a big entertainment site. Dread took over my chest. The title of the article read, "Zombies are chewing up Grant James's career." My eyes skimmed past the title to the words written beneath. Reports out of filming for Grant James's latest movie say that it is off to a rocky start. While most leading ladies would risk being infected by zombies to have a chance to act opposite Hollywood's hottest hunter, Lacey Barnes, a no-name actress, has reportedly said she is having trouble connecting to Grant. That might not be Grant's fault, though. An undisclosed source says she's a mess on set, misplacing items, knocking over set pieces, and showing up late. Perhaps she's too green to star alongside a well-seasoned actor like Grant James. Time will tell. Amanda was saying something beside me, and I looked over, my eyes stinging. She took my phone from me and read through the article.
What the?
What's going on?
Grant asked. Amanda passed the phone to him and turned to me. It's just talk, she said. But I could tell that this time even she didn't believe that. I shook my head. Someone called and reported that. Someone who's obviously been on set and knows what's been going on. Who would do that?
You think someone is purposely messing with you?
Amanda asked. Grant handed me back my phone.
It would be a pretty poor attempt.
You think? I asked.
It's just a stupid article,
he said. But it's not just an article, is it? I said, realization coming to me. Someone has been trying to sabotage me on set, too. Knocking over lights, ripping my wardrobe, stealing things. I paused. Someone was on my phone, too. I think they changed my alarm that day I was late.
Who would do that? Amanda asked.
I have no idea. Grant didn't seem to think this was a big deal.
Even if any of that was purposeful, what would be the point? You're overthinking this.
It was hard not to worry about it. Just because I finally realized what was going on didn't mean that the sabotage, if that's what it was, would stop. I held up my phone. Will you call them for me, Grant? Tell them we have all sorts of chemistry? Maybe they'll write another article about it.
I think we should just let it die. If I call, it will just draw attention to it.
Grant, Amanda said.
It's true,
he said defensively. Donovan came back to the table, a notepad in hand.
You ready to order?
Yes,
Grant said, like nothing at all had just happened. He put in his order, followed by Amanda. I managed to swallow down my feelings over the article and point.
You want the sampler?
Donovan asked.
It's three different entrees. It's pretty big.
Oh, then whatever is good. He slowly nodded, wrote something down, and walked away. Grant said,
That's your tutor, right?
Yes, Amanda said. And her future boyfriend.
Shh, I hissed. I watched Donovan stop at the other table and talk to them for a moment. Then I said, I'll be right back.
You going after him?
Amanda asked with a smile. I didn't answer, just slid out of the booth and walked down a long hall where I saw Donovan disappear through a set of double doors.
When I reached them, I pushed my way through as well, finding myself in the kitchen. Donovan picked up a plate of salad off a metal counter, then turned around. He jolted to a halt when he saw me. "Hi," I said. "Is this okay?" He looked at a guy who stood behind the stove stirring a big pot of sauce.
"Is what okay?"
"Us being here."
"Customers aren't typically allowed in the kitchen."
I smiled at the cook, who gave me a nod. Donovan smirked.
"Of course the rules wouldn't apply to you."
"I meant us being at your restaurant."
"Yes, it's fine, Lacey."
He held up the salad in his hand.
"But I do have to work."
He started to brush by me when I said, "Wait." He stopped inches from me. Now was the time where I told him the realization I had today about him. But my crushed spirit was making everything feel all wrong. I caught my breath and tried to concentrate. I met his eyes, thinking that would help. But his seemed guarded, and I found myself saying, "There was an article written about me today. It talked about all these things that have been happening on set. Things nobody off-set would know about." He seemed to calculate what that meant, just like I had.
"You think the person who was talking to your director the other day tipped off a reporter?"
"You tell me," I said. He was a journalist, after all. He had to know something about tips and sources.
"I'd guess yes."
I quickly filled him in on the other things that the article had said. "Do you think it's all related?"
"One too many accidents begin to look a lot like evidence," he said.
He wasn't acting like this was all in my head, like Grant and Amanda had. "Will you help me try to figure out who's doing this? Because whether it was a case of absent-minded crew members or someone with ill intent, I didn't want to be caught off guard if someone really was trying to sabotage me for some reason."
"Absolutely," he said,
then left the kitchen in a hurry. When the door swung shut behind him, I whispered, "And I really like you." 23.
"Lacey,"
a voice called from behind me as we were walking out of the restaurant. I turned to see Donovan, so I slowed down to wait. "Thanks for being our waiter tonight," I said. "You were awesome." He had 3 20s in his hand and held them out to me.
"Tell Grant that $100 tip is excessive."
I hadn't realized Grant left that much. "Just take it. Grant can afford it."
"It feels weird."
Grant must have overheard what we were talking about, because he joined us, putting one arm around my shoulder.
"I don't need people calling me cheap online." "I wouldn't do that,"
Donovan said.
"Well, maybe now you can brag about how 3 actors sat at your table tonight and tipped you well." "I wouldn't do that either,"
Donovan said.
"Why not?"
Grant pulled me close.
"You know who this is, right? It's Lacey Barnes. She's going to be really big one day. If you post about it now, you can say you knew her back when. Do you want a selfie? We'll take one with you."
"Grant, stop," I said.
"Seriously,"
Amanda said, taking Grant by the arm and trying to pull him away. Donovan took my hand and put the $60 in it.
"I'll see you later."
With that, he turned around and left. "You're kind of a punk," I told Grant.
"A really handsome one."
He put his other arm around Amanda and led us toward the door.
"Come on, let's go."
I looked over my shoulder to where Donovan was helping another table. Now wasn't the time to talk to him.
"That did not help your 'actresses are just people' argument at all," Amanda said.
"I just screwed that all up," I said.
"Don't worry. You can make it better," Amanda said.
"Maybe I don't deserve to. You know what I did in the kitchen when I chased after him? I panicked about my career.
Instead of needing to tell him how I felt, I asked for his help. It's obvious that I will always put my career first. He doesn't need someone else like that in his life. Amanda squeezed my hand.
It's just a habit. Bad habits are meant to be exchanged for good ones.
Donovan is a good habit?
I'm sure he can be, Amanda said.
Are you guys ready to make a run for the car?
Grant said.
It looks like your friend called the press.
I saw a person with a camera waiting across the street. Donovan didn't do that, I said. Grant didn't look like he believed me. He just put the sunglasses back on.
Keep your head down.
At home, my dad was sitting watching television. It felt like I hadn't seen him in forever. He turned off the TV but didn't stand. I sat next to him. I was tempted to tell him about the article, but I knew how he'd react, and I didn't need that tonight. Plus, there was still something I needed to get off my chest. Instead of jumping right into my complaints, though, I started with, "How was your date the other night? I didn't know you were dating anyone."
"I'm not, really. Just someone I met."
He trailed off like he didn't want to finish that sentence.
I assumed it was someone you had met.
He didn't smile like I expected him to, just patted the arm of the couch.
I met her on set.
On set? At first, the words didn't make sense to me out of context like that.
Wait, do you mean on my set?
Yes.
Who?
Leah.
The makeup artist? That Leah?
He nodded.
Does that bother you?
I thought about it. I already had enough drama on set. I didn't need my dad creating more complications.
I don't know, Dad. Sort of.
It sort of bothered me when I heard you were going to put an ad in my school newspaper for a tutor, too.
Donovan told you?
I wish you would have told me.
I'm sorry, but I had run out of options. I'd called all the students from the tutoring list. I'd gone to a tutoring center, but they didn't have anyone willing to travel. Not for the amount of money I could pay. It was my Hail Mary.
I laid my head back on the couch, feeling more tired than I realized. I wish you would have just listened to me and let me do the work on my own. I didn't really wish that, because then I wouldn't have met Donovan. But right now, it's what I felt.
I'm sorry, but Lacey, you weren't doing the work on your own. Let's not rewrite history here.
You're right. He coughed a little as though surprised. I know. I don't say that very much. It's not my fault you're rarely right. He laughed, and I smiled. Then we both sat there in silence until he said,
So you want me to stop seeing Leah?
You like her?
I do.
It would be so selfish of me not to let my dad have a relationship because it was someone I worked with.
I was 17, almost grown up. My dad needed a life even if it might make things even more complicated at work.
I like her too. She's always been nice to me. You should see where it leads.
My dad ran a hand over my hair.
Thanks. I was hoping you'd say that.
I stood up.
Just no more surprises.
He held his right arm up as though making a vow.
No more surprises.
I walked back toward my room. I hadn't even come close to saying everything to my dad that I'd wanted to. Everything I'd realized I felt when I was talking on the phone to Donovan the other night. But I was tired, and he seemed happy. And it was hard. Dancing Graves. Exterior. Cave entrance. Night. Scarlet, getting worse each day, carries a bag of supplies toward the cave where she has gathered the zombies. The first sign of trouble is bloody footprints in the dirt leading away from the cave. She drops her armful of things and goes to investigate. Nobody is left.
All she finds is carnage. There was only one person who knew about this location. He had betrayed her. Scarlet whispers, Benjamin. All the rage she'd been suppressing lights a fire in her chest. She is unleashed. 24.
I arrived at makeup early the next day and wondered if it would be weird to see Leah.
Had my dad told her that he told me?
I didn't have a chance to analyze what was or wasn't said, because Leah was frantic when I reached her station. She was picking up things on the table and moving them a couple of inches, only to pick them up again. She moved to the couch in the room and started looking under the cushions. When she saw me, she let out a big sigh.
Please tell me you have it.
Have what? I couldn't help but stare at Leah with my new knowledge that she was dating my dad. I had never noticed before how edgy she was, or at least never thought about it. Way edgier than my dad. She had several tattoos down her arms, a nose ring, and cute choppy purple hair.
Your pre-made cheek section, she said, bringing me back to the moment.
Why would I have that? You always take it. She cursed under her breath, then went back to the couch cushions. Is it missing?
Yes.
Crap. Crap, crap, crap. So I wasn't being paranoid at all. Someone was messing with things on set. Did this have to do with the conversation I'd heard in the hall? Did someone not want me here? Was someone trying to make me look bad? But this newest sabotage would be more of a reflection on Leah than me. Maybe the person didn't realize that I wasn't in charge of that zombie piece. I immediately started helping Leah look. I began at one end of the room and thoroughly inspected everything. It wasn't until I was to the other end of the room that I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to check a few places.
Do you have any ideas?
Maybe. She shot her hand in my direction.
Go. Hurry.
The only place I could think to look was where I'd found my knee pads. Maybe the thief had put the zombie cheek in the same place. But when I got to the dark set and opened every single desk drawer, it wasn't there. It was early, but I decided to head to the row of trailers anyway. Grant's security guards let me through, and soon I was pounding on Grant's door. He answered, pulling a shirt on, then running a hand through his hair.
What is it? Did you want to practice our kissing scene again? Just let me brush my teeth.
Have you seen my zombie face? I pointed to my cheek.
Yeah.
I took a breath of relief. You have?
Of course. I see it all the time.
No, I mean off my face. He shook his head.
No. Why?
It's missing.
That's weird.
You still think it's nothing? I asked. That someone is not purposely messing with things?
I think there are a lot of hands moving things around. And yes, things happen. Accidents.
Whatever. I'll see you later. I ran toward Amanda's trailer and pounded on her door. She opened it.
Where's the fire?
Did you take my zombie face? Maybe she'd been pranking me like she had that day in the shower.
What? No.
That's too bad.
You wished I had?
Yes, actually. Then I'd have it now. It's been taken.
By who?
I don't know.
I'll come help you look for it. It probably just got misplaced.
She stepped out in what she was wearing. Shorts and a tank top without shoes. It was pretty similar to my outfit, except I wore flip-flops. We rushed back to makeup together.
Tell me you found it, Leah said when we arrived.
No, we didn't. She released a slow breath.
I guess I need to go tell Remy the bad news.
She left, and Amanda and I looked at each other, then began searching the room again.
What will happen if we can't find it? I asked.
They'll have to make another one, which could take a day or two. Did you finish all your human scenes yesterday?
The ones that take place here in the studio.
Then I guess you get an unexpected day or two off. Yay?
I closed my eyes. I was thinking this would be worse for Leah than me, but had this been the end game? To make sure I wasn't on set for a couple of days?
It will be okay, Amanda said.
I'm going to look in my trailer, I said. Maybe someone stashed it there to frame me.
I'll come with you.
We searched the trailer for quite some time. Do you honestly think this is just a series of accidents? I asked.
I don't know. I've seen enough weird things on set to think that maybe it is.
But that article wasn't an accident.
That's true.
There was a knock on the door. Come in, I said. Noah poked his head in and said,
Remy's called a meeting you both need to be at.
When?
Amanda asked.
Now,
he said, and shut the door.
Well, let's go face the music, Amanda said.
I stayed where I was on the floor by my wardrobe. Amanda walked over and held her hand out for me.
Are you seriously worried?
Yes. I don't know why someone would do this.
I think this will all blow over.
I took her hand and let her help me to my feet. I hope you're right. Remy was beyond angry as we joined the rest of the cast and crew in the studio. He was pacing the floor, and if this were a movie, I would imagine the director would add steam coming off his head. Where is Grant? I whispered.
He's the big star. They probably won't make him come out here for this, Amanda answered.
I didn't respond because Remy started.
The big section that Lacey wears on her cheek while playing the zombie is missing. This is obviously unacceptable. Has anyone seen it?
An eruption of chatter followed, people obviously surprised by the announcement. I looked around to see if there was anyone who didn't look surprised. Noah, who stood off to the side alone, was the only one. But that's probably because he found out when Remy did, when Leah told him. Where was Leah anyway?
Lacey obviously can't film today, so we'll be changing up the call sheet to some scenes without her. Check your emails in 30 minutes to see if those scenes involve you. You may go.
People scattered as though they were grateful they didn't get sprayed with fire.
I better go to makeup, Amanda said, because I'm sure those scenes will involve me.
Yes, go. I guess I'm going home. I turned to go collect my things from my trailer when Remy stopped me with,
Lacey, a word.
I swallowed hard and joined him by a large light. I noted the sandbags on its base that kept it from falling over.
Are you sure you have no idea as to what might have happened to it?
I'm positive. Leah usually takes it.
Leah has been let go.
What? I asked in shock.
Her assistant, Simone, will be taking over the rest of filming. Luckily, we have the original mold. We should be able to get a rush on it and have a new one in hand by tomorrow. Keep your eye on your inbox.
With that, he left. In my trailer, I put on some actual clothes for the day and sat on the couch. Leah was fired. The woman my dad was dating. I wasn't sure how he would react, but I wasn't going to find out over the phone. As much as I didn't want to, I headed home. 25. What was my dad going to say when he found out the woman he liked was fired because of me? Well, maybe not exactly because of me, but it felt like it. The sun was bright as I pulled up to the apartment building. The paint on the outside was a fading yellow, and the stucco had long cracks extending all the way to the eaves. I'd never noticed that before. I usually came home after dark. I unlocked and opened the door with a creak. Hello? I called out, because I wasn't sure who was here.
Lace?
My dad stood in the small kitchen, a pan of scrambled eggs on the stove.
You're home really early.
I am.
He pulled another plate from the cupboard and spooned some eggs onto it. He set it down at the bar for me.
Thanks.
I plopped onto a bar stool. His laptop was open on the counter. And just as I was about to ask him if Leah had told him what happened, I saw what he was reading. The online article about me.
Were you ever going to tell me about that?
He asked.
About what? Some online gossip?
Like I needed my dad to find out someone on set might be targeting me. I wasn't sure what he'd do if he knew, but I was sure it would involve talking to Remy. And considering Remy just fired Leah, I didn't need any more attention on me.
If it's not true, then I'm going to call them and demand that they print a retraction.
Dad, my name is already all over the internet. My picture, too. You can't run around demanding people take down something that I'm purposely putting there.
He jammed his finger at the screen of his computer.
You purposely put this out there?
Not that specifically, but myself. I'm going to be famous one day, and there's nothing you can do to stop that.
I was standing now.
Until you're 18? I can try my hardest.
Why don't you just support me? If he supported me, I could tell him that the article really did hurt me. That I hated reading that stuff about myself. If he had made it easy to talk to him, I could ask for his advice.
Because you're too young. Odds are all this attention is going to change you. And not for the better.
And if I was older, I'd be fine? I asked, anger tightening my throat.
Yes, actually. If you were older, you would be more grounded in who you are.
It's nice that my own father has no faith in me.
It's not that. Leah has told me all sorts of stories about...
About me? I asked.
No, but about other young stars.
Well, then I guess it's a good thing she won't be around to spy on me anymore. She got fired today.
I spit out the words and immediately wanted to take them back. Deliver that differently, because I could tell it was the first time he was hearing this. She hadn't told him yet, but I couldn't, and no matter how I'd delivered it, he needed to know. That announcement stunned my dad silent, and I took the opportunity to flee to my bedroom. I lay on my bed staring at the empty text box on my phone. For the last hour, I'd been trying to compose a text to Donovan. I had typed and erased several variations of, "Sorry about showing up at your work last night, with a narcissist actor, a demanding one, and a clueless one." You figure out which one was which. We're actually probably interchangeable. But I couldn't send it. I always did better face to face. Except with him, it seemed. With him, I'd been a mess from day one. So maybe I needed to just let him go. I didn't want to, because it felt like I needed his help now more than ever. Yes, we were definitely interchangeable. Or maybe I was all three qualities by myself. I sighed, put my phone on the nightstand, and pulled the blankets over my head. Amanda crushed me into a hug the next morning as I was exiting my trailer, heading toward makeup.
I missed you yesterday.
How was yesterday? Did anyone seem super happy that I was gone?
Not that I saw, and I was looking.
I need to get to makeup with... Quick, remind me what the makeup person's name is? I feel bad. I should remember.
What I really felt bad about was that Leah was fired. And about the fight I'd had with my dad the day before. Not just how I delivered the news, but about everything he'd said leading up to that.
Her name is Simone.
Simone. That's right.
I still don't believe Leah was fired,
Amanda said. Me neither.
Although maybe I should have expected it with her history with Remy.
She has a history with Remy? I asked, surprised. As in...
Yes, they used to date.
Amanda looked over my shoulder.
I have to run. I'm happy you're back.
She gave me another hug, then took off quick. Leah had a history with Remy, and now my dad was dating her. Could that be some sort of clue?
26.
Lacey Barnes,
Grant said as he joined me in the room representing Scarlett's bedroom. I was sitting on the edge of the bed, and he sat down beside me. Grant James?
You look like you've been through death.
Haven't you heard? I'm a zombie, I said. He smiled. Grant was charming, I had to admit. But I also had to admit that he was a suspect on the list I had started in my head of people who might want me gone. He was trying to redeem himself. And like the article stated, I wasn't up to that task. Was it possible that whoever was sabotaging me was trying to get me fired like Leah?
Why are you looking at me like that?
He asked. Like what?
Like you want to eat my brains?
Just getting into character. The lights were bright on set. We were filming a daytime scene, but I looked out over the crowd in the studio who were regulars. They all moved through and around props and lights and monitors like an ant colony, hard at work. Remy was talking to the camera operator as he often did before takes. My eyes caught on one of the bodies that wasn't moving. He wore flip-flops and long shorts. His gray hair was slicked back, and he was on the phone. Your agent is here again. Grant lifted his hand to block some of the light and squinted.
Oh, yeah.
He waved, and his agent waved back. Why is he here again?
He likes me. Plus, I'm his biggest client. He wants to make sure things are going smoothly.
And does he feel like they are?
Yes, Lacey. Speaking of random people hanging around the set,
Grant said.
Isn't that your tutor guy?
My heart leaped into my throat, and I immediately scanned the studio. Sure enough, Donovan was toward the back, some sort of notebook in his hand, talking to someone.
What's he doing?
Grant asked. Not sure, I said. What was he doing? Maybe he wants to be an actor when he grows up and is taking notes. Grant nodded a little, then said like he was presenting a huge gift.
Tell him that if he wants, he can interview me.
I'll let him know. I'm sure he'll be very grateful. Grant smiled.
You're welcome.
Even though I knew he'd been at the studio today, I was still surprised at how happy I was to see Donovan sitting in my trailer when I walked in.
I wasn't sure if you were coming today, I said, walking to the mirror and immediately getting to work removing my makeup.
I thought I could help.
With what?
With trying to figure out who's behind all the sabotage.
A feeling of gratitude warmed my chest. He was the first person who wasn't trying to downplay my feelings. Thank you. I cleared my throat and nodded toward his notebook. So what did you learn?
Did you know that Simone, your new makeup person, is married to Noah?
The assistant director?
Yes.
I didn't. So what does that mean in all this?
I don't know. I'm just making notes on people. We'll figure out motives later.
I was so happy he was helping me that I couldn't hide the smile that had taken over my face. Okay. I dropped the last piece of latex onto the counter, grabbed a makeup wipe, and joined him on the couch. Speaking of makeup people, my old one, Leah, had something going on with my director, Remy. He scribbled that down in his book. And I added quietly, and now she's dating my dad.
She is?
I nodded.
Does that bother you?
A little, but I was just thinking it might be a clue.
You think Remy is sabotaging his own movie?
I groaned. No, I don't. I don't know. I'm grasping here.
I get it.
I scooted closer to Donovan, putting my elbow on the back of the couch, so I could read over his shoulder. I saw the name Peter right below Simone's.
Grant's agent? You talked to him?
Yes.
I waved my makeup wipe several times over his name.
He's evil. Doesn't he just give off an evil, self-righteous vibe? Donovan moved his hand in the so-so way.
Really?
Just meh about him? I finished wiping off the rest of my face and threw the wipe toward the trash in the corner. It missed.
Why don't you have any notes next to him?
Because he didn't say much.
What's your spiel, anyway?
My spiel?
You're walking around with a notebook saying what? Hey, I'm Donovan. Tell me your life story and how that might relate to screwing over my friend.
You know, that was my backup line. I decided to go with the more boring, hi, I'm doing a class project about movie making.
Probably a good call. So they don't find it weird when you then ask personal questions, like their marital status?
I don't ask personal questions. They usually end up divulging personal stuff when I ask work-related questions. Like if I ask, are the long hours hard on family life? They either say, oh, I'm not married, or, no, not really. My wife works here too, so it's not a strain.
That's what Noah said?
Exactly.
I'm surprised he talked to you at all. Not sure if this is motive or helpful, but I think Noah hates me. I've always felt an impatient negative vibe from him.
I felt like he hated me too, so maybe it's just his default.
He glanced over at me, and I realized how close we were, his face inches from mine. I didn't move away, just met his eyes. He didn't move away either. It would be wrong of me to close the space, to kiss him right now. So wrong. I was giving him up because I cared more about my career. I was selfish.
You're good at this, I said before I talked myself into doing what I wanted to do.
At what?
At investigative reporting. Maybe it's in your future after all.
He laughed a little and shook his head.
No, I dread doing it.
And yet, here he was doing it for me. Who else? I asked.
Who else?
He asked. Who else made the notebook? He looked back down.
Oh, right. Did you know that Faith tried out for the movie?
My mind went back to that video I'd watched in Amanda's dressing room. I did know that. I'd forgotten. Could that be something? Was Faith jealous? What else did you find out? Have you talked to Grant yet?
I haven't talked to him yet.
When I saw you walking around the set, he asked what you were doing. I told him you were interested in acting. Then he said that you could interview him.
How big of him?
It actually is kind of big of him. He's a big deal, Donovan. It's nice that he'd be willing to give you an interview.
Me? As in a nobody?
That's not what I said. He pressed his lips into a thin line. I know you don't think he's a great actor and didn't like his movies, but he doesn't know you're the viral review guy. So if you're scared that...
I'm not scared.
What is it then?
I just don't think it's him. It would be a waste of time.
Really? What happened to everyone as a suspect?
I think he's too prideful to think that you could screw up his career.
He's not. In fact, one day he told me he didn't want me to screw up his career.
Wow, nice. Then I don't think he has enough foresight to plan out something like this. To string together a bunch of mistakes that he hoped would be enough to get results.
You don't think he's smart enough? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
I shook my head. Even if he's not, he has his agent, who could easily be helping him. He nodded, but didn't look convinced. A knock sounded at my door, and I backed up, putting some space between Donovan and me. Come in! Aaron opened the door.
Hey, he said. Do you need anything?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're back. Sorry for all the drama with the missing zombie face. I wish there was something I could have done.
It was so cute when he acted like a mini-adult, like he was somehow in charge of anything on set. There wasn't anything you could have done. Thanks, though.
Let me know if you need anything.
I will. Thanks, Aaron. He smiled and left.
Who was that?
Donovan asked. That is the director's son, and my biggest fan. Donovan raised his eyebrows.
Who has a huge crush on you?
No, he's just nice.
What did he mean by missing zombie face?
I lowered my brow and pointed at my cheek. That section Leah always took off my face went missing sometime in the last 2 days. Wait, you didn't know that?
How would I know that?
I guess I thought you heard somehow. So you are helping me because of what I said at the restaurant about the article? I felt my cheeks go pink, but tried to pretend they weren't. He met my eyes.
Yes.
Thank you. He smiled.
You already said that.
It's just I felt so alone in this. Like nobody truly thinks it's a big deal. He held up his notebook.
So what about that kid? Aaron. Does he have a reason to sabotage you?
I thought about it. This is really sad that it's come to this.
I know.
I can't think of any reason he would. He really does like me. But maybe? I don't know. What would be his motive?
I don't know.
Donovan nodded once.
I'll talk to him.
I guess everyone needs to be on the suspect list, I said.
Well, everyone but me.
I let out a burst of laughter. No, you are at the top of the list. Remember, you used to think I was a spoiled, entitled snob.
Used to?
I scrunched my nose at him. So mean. His eyes dropped to the cushion of space I'd put between us when Aaron had knocked.
Who did you think was at the door?
He asked. My dad. He wrote 2 more names in the notebook. Aaron and Donovan. Next to his own name, he added, Revenge for all the math Lacey makes him explain. I smirked.
I'd want revenge for that, too. I don't blame you.
He shut the book.
I have to go. I have to work tonight.
I looked down at my hands. Sorry about that, by the way.
About what?
About showing up at your work and acting, I don't know, however I acted. He smiled a little.
You were fine. Just a little demanding.
I gave a half-hearted laugh. That's the quality I would have assigned to myself, too. He stood and lingered for a moment. I stood, too. Fine. You can go. But let me look at our list one more time. I'm going to hang around and try to talk to a few more people.
So demanding.
I pushed his arm. He flipped open the book, and I scanned over the names of the suspects we had added. I'm going to try Phil and Duncan.
Who are they?
Some of Grant's security guards. Maybe they've seen something.
Good idea.
Will I see you tomorrow? I asked.
Hopefully.
He lifted his hand in a wave and left my trailer. I stared after him. He was still treating me exactly like a friend. And although I did like him as a friend, it killed me that he didn't want more. Dancing Graves. Interior. Lord Lucas's lab, night. Scarlet overhears Evelyn talking to Lord Lucas about how Benjamin told her about the cave full of zombies. There had been multiple deaths in the forest lately, and she felt she had to go to the other zombie hunters with the information. Scarlet steps through the window. Evelyn screams. Lord Lucas.
It's me, darling. Your father.
Scarlet seems to shake off a fog upon seeing her father. She cries out and runs from the mansion. 27. I walked outside. We were shooting on location the next day, and the set was a hive of activity. The crew was filing out of the studio, carrying equipment and packing it away in open trailers on the other side of the lot. I made my way to the end of the row, where Duncan and Phil stood guard.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble,
Duncan said when I reached the barrier that led to Grant's trailer. Hi.
You want me to radio Grant?
No, I wanted to talk to you guys.
Really?
Duncan said.